What's up and welcome back to Jersey's Rat Radio 95.9 The Rat. Carl Kraft with the morning off. Eastside Dave sits there.
Hello, good morning.
And it's your boy Gotch right here. And right now we're going to throw out three more stories to complete the No Sweat News. And we'll get you geared up tomorrow for the No Sweat News quiz. Like Davey said earlier, we're going to get you hooked up with some Tool tickets coming to the Prue Center.
Yeah, Tool Prudential Center in November, a show that you cannot miss.
If you miss any of the stories this week, don't sweat it. Get over to WRAT.com. You can always hit the podcast section right there. They'll all be posted up for you for your dining and dancing pleasures. All right, let's start off here. We're going to take things to Dateline, Oklahoma for story number one. Well, back in May, a woman was driving in Pauls Valley, Oklahoma, when another driver passed her on the shoulder and apparently flipped her off.
No.
A 31-year-old guy named Trevor Pearson was in the car with her, and he threw a cupcake at the other car when they caught up. That's right, a cupcake.
I'm sorry. A cupcake.
And somehow that cupcake hit the driver right in the face.
Why am I laughing at that?
It's just funny.
The visual is...
That's exactly what I was thinking. It's not clear if the car was like a convertible or anything like that, or if Trevor even managed to make a miracle by throwing the cupcake through an open window while the other cars were both in motion.
Yeah, right. That is actually impressive.
Right? But either way, the cupcake did hit the driver right in the face. And Trevor was just formally charged with a misdemeanor count of assault and battery because of it.
Wow, really?
He could be looking up to 90 days in jail with a $1,000 fine.
Jeez. See, I just would have told the guy, just give me a heads up if you're throwing the cupcake. I'll put my mouth wide open like Homer Simpson. Trying to catch that cupcake in my mouth, baby.
Be licking the face, man. Get the icing.
Listen, as far as drive-bys go, I'd rather get hit by a cupcake than bullets. So
you can't trust anybody for that. Throwing cupcakes because you
take
pissed off.
I'll take a cupcake.
We'll get a quick world report on real soon here.
Hostess cupcake, man. That's my
careful
thing
out there.
Yeah.
In other news, story number two, we take things to Dateline, Maine, where there's a 28-year-old guy named Ted Zanaris in Fort Kent, Maine. And apparently he was late on his rent.
Oh.
And he knew his landlord was coming by to collect earlier this week. So guess what Ted did?
What?
He played dead.
That's smart. I got to try that myself.
When the landlord came to his apartment, he found Ted pretending to be either unconscious or actually dead lying there. And while Ted was convincing, believe it or not, the landlord didn't go, oh, well, he's dead. Guess he doesn't owe me rent. Or I'll just leave it right now. Instead, he called the cops to report that had someone been dead or unconscious in one of his apartments. The cops came. When they got there, they found Ted alive, conscious, responsive, and very healthy. He wound up admitting his scheme. And the cops also found he had an outstanding warrant for failure to appear for a criminal threatening charge. So he was arrested on that warrant just itself.
You know, it's not a bad gimmick, though.
Playing dead to pay rent?
To not pay rent. I might actually consider that move.
That's why it's called the No Sweat News.
That actually gave me an idea, sadly. All right.
It didn't pay off for Ted, Derry.
It didn't pay off for Ted, but, you know, I'm going to get more realistic makeup and stuff. Maybe put a little blood by my head or something. I don't know.
This is what causes me to drink some beers here. Telling you. And lastly, remember I told you about the story with the pastor's wives?
Yes, I do.
Right. Let me see if we get this right here, because two pastors' wives hate each other, and here's how the story follows out. Back in May, the wives of two pastors at a church in Oak Hills, West Virginia, got into an argument at their church. A woman, 44-year-old named Melinda Tony, she's married to a pastor of New Life Church, Earl Tony, and she's had beef for a while with a woman named Lori Haywood.
Okay.
Who's married to New Life's youth pastor, David Haywood. Well, things finally erupted when Melinda got upset over a t-shirt Lori was wearing.
Uh-oh.
Well, they started yelling at each other. Then Melinda went outside to get her gun out of her car.
Oh, no. Come on. Keep it calm.
These are pastors' wives, mind you.
Yeah.
Well, her husband ran out to intercept her, and he actually got the gun away, but one shot was fired in the process. There were several people in the parking lot at the time, including David and Lori's children, but fortunately, no one was hurt. Thank God.
Oh, my God. Absolutely, thank God. It's horrifying.
And after a police investigation, Melinda has been charged with all types of police and endangerment charges and all types of crap here. But these are pastors' wives, and they're both shooting at each other.
Don't
well,
do
the one
that.
Shooting at each other.
Don't do that. That's silly.
That's one way to wrap up the No Sweat News right there when pastor wives start going crazy, huh?
Absolutely. Goodness gracious. You're supposed to be people of God.
I know.
People with the faith. That grabbing guns.
What do you think was on the shirt that really ticked her off?
Maybe they were like a Megadeth,
you know. Think it was?
Yeah, some kind of metal type of thing.
That's crazy.
Sometimes that freaks some of the church folk out.
Well, pay attention because one of those stories could pop up tomorrow for the No Sweat News Quiz. And like Davey said, man, we could probably get you hooked up with some tool tickets. Study up again. WRET.com might have your answer.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.